This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 12/2/2022. Patient's last name is Brown, first name is Andrea. Date of birth is 6/2/1986. Patient is a 36-year-old female who presents following dog bite, unprovoked dog bite with some lacerated wound over the neck and right hand, puncture wound over the right hand. She's unable to recall her last tetanus shot. She said it's been probably close to 10 years ago. She denies any fever, no acute distress. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, no dizziness. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash, complain of some open wound that just occurred about an hour ago over the neck, punctured wounds over the right fingers and hand. Physical exam, generally patient appears well groomed, she's alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 168.6 pounds. O2 saturation 96%. Blood pressure 107/68. Pulse is 66. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all the extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro, patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, patient had some superficial laceration over the neck in 2 areas, multiple puncture wounds over the right fingers and hand. Wound was clean with using steroid technique. Steroid strips applied over the lacerated areas of the neck. Patient tolerated the procedure well. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given Tdap injection IM 0.5 mL, which was well tolerated. Patient was given prescription of Bactrim DS, 1 POTID, BID times 10 days, quantity 20, ibuprofen 800 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN, quantity 30. Diagnosis, unprovoked animal bite, dog bite, lacerated neck, punctured wounds over the right hand and fingers, and wound care. Follow-up visit scheduled for 5 days. Next patient, last name is Mendoza, first name is Ariana, date of birth is 2/18/2018, date of service is 12/2/2022. Patient is a 4-year-old female who presents for follow-up regarding influenza A. According to mother, child is doing well, improved, and has completed a medication regimen. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient, according to mother, has no nasal discharge. Complain of some nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath. Cough, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears well groomed, no report, no acute distress noted. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 32.3 pounds. O2 saturation 97%. pulse is 104, respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain erythema, nasal mucosa, moist with slight erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, no erythema noted, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient tested negative for flu A and B. Patient was given prescription for Zyrtec, 5 milligrams in 5 meals, 5 meals POQD times 30 days, quantity sufficient. Diagnosis, status post, influenza A and viral syndrome. Follow-up visit as needed. Next patient, last name is Mendoza, first name is Alexandra. Date of birth is 4/25/2016. Date of service is 12/2/2022. Patient is a 6-year-old female who presents for follow-up regarding emergency room visit. She was treated for urinary tract infection about 3 weeks ago. She has no other complaints at this time. Mother is concerned about her having a repeat UA. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally child is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 63.8 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, pulse is 92, respiration 18, temperature 98.4. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, is no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for any UTI. Urine dipstick was done and it was within normal limits. Patient, according to mother, was having intermittent constipation. Colis 50 milligrams in 5 mils. 5 mils POQD times 14 days was given. Quantity sufficient. Diagnosis. Status post emergency room visit, status post UTI, and constipation. Follow up as needed. Thank you.